College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you know, you just never know who's going to stop by at the booth. You never know. Yesterday, Pete Najarian stopped by and I hopped on his back because I've always just wanted to hop on Pete Najarian's back. That's on my bingo card, so I got to do that. And so today, I saw my friend Hillary Shea, and she was here with her beautiful daughters. And I'm like, girl, come on up here and be a guest. And, you know, Hillary has so many titles. She's doing so much stuff in her career as well as in the community. But today, she's here as friend. That's her title today. Her title today is friend. Now, how long have you been here today? Is this your first day? What have y'all been doing?
So this is actually my third day. It's Hayden's second day. And Jenna came home from college to come to the fair with us because this is a tradition for us. So we had to drop her off on the 20th, but she drove back from Marshall to join us at the fair today.
Okay, so how long have y'all been here? Have y'all been here a couple hours?
We just got here.
Y'all
for
got
lunch.
Here and came for
we
straight
came to... hungry for lunch, but we came straight to you.
I feel so special. I feel so
I told you, I me and the girls would stop by.
You
so
did. I saw you on Facebook. You said y'all were going to stop by, and you are a woman of your word. Now, what is your tradition to eat? Because I'm going to tell you, this year, we broke our tradition. We always eat the same thing, the same way. We go get our turkey leg, we get Sweet Martha's, we get our funnel cake, we get our corn, we get our cotton candy, we get our slushy from Dino's with the Grey Duck vodka in it, and then we call it a day. We may have some french fries, we may throw, you know, some donuts in there, and the bacon on the stick, and then that's a lot. And then we get some sweet tea from Soul Bowl, and then we go on to the house. Do y'all have a tradition that you do of food, or do you try new things?
We try new things, but we do have our staples. So I literally just said to Hayden, what do you want to eat first? And she said, we're right near the corn, Mom.
Yes.
And so I said, yes, we can start with the corn. But then I just told her what I tasted the other day when I was here with my friend Mary Jo to go see the chicks.
Yeah.
We had a deep fried cookie dough balls.
Where are those?
Those are up in the food building, and they are amazing.
Okay. Okay, now you got to tell me, is it a dip? Did they sprinkle powdered sugar
they
on it?
They sprinkle powdered sugar on it.
Okay.
There's three big balls, and they've been
praise
deep
the
fried.
Lord.
And so
praise
the cookie
the
doesn't cook on the inside, so it's a nice warm cookie dough with, melty chocolate. It was just, I was like, how could you take cookie dough and make it any better than deep frying a ball of it?
Baby, I tell you, the people at the State Fair who are coming up with these recipes and the things that they are making, they need Nobel Prizes. Because they are being so creative. I was somewhere and they had lipstick on a stick.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you can.
Oh, that's over at Tamika.
Yeah. Yeah. The lipstick. They had lipstick on a stick.
Well, that'll be right up Jenna's alley when she needs makeup.
And, you know, Jenna is so pretty. She's got both of your daughters are beautiful. But she's got all of her makeup on, and she's in college, and she's so successful. And I have to tell you, you've been so vocal about sharing Jenna's story and her success with autism along her journey. It's just given me so much hope. When y'all came up, I grabbed my daughter and yanked her over here so she could meet Jenna because I wanted her to see what's possible. So oftentimes in the past, Hillary, people have hidden the autism diagnosis. They've not wanted to share it. You shared it, and what it's done is it's offered hope for me that my daughter can also go to college with an autism diagnosis.
Exactly.
She can also be pretty and wear makeup. She can also make friends. You know, was that a difficult choice for you and your family to share this journey with folks to inspire others?
I think at the beginning it was because you somehow thought about you had done something wrong. And then you realize that, no, this is a challenge that God gave you and your family, and you just have to figure your way around it. And I'm a good problem solver, and you know, I had a second child who I was blessed is not autistic. But one of the greatest things about Hayden's about having Hayden is the fact that she was able to really help her sister try to strive and reach for some of those goals. So some of those milestones that Jenna hadn't gotten yet, Hayden came along and modeled them for her. So there really is this, you know, family support of, oh, this is how that's supposed to go, or this is what it's like when my sister plays with her friends or plays in the sand, or because they're only 3 years apart. So there was lots of modeling as Hayden grew up of like, oh, that's what that's supposed to look like. And so that really did help her.
Okay, there's autism moms out there with daughters. We know that they don't get diagnosed in the same way that boys do. What would you encourage moms out there who have girls who have autism to do? What was the one thing that you think made a difference for you? Because I like to make sure that, you know, when I'm learning from you, folks are learning from me, but they're also learning the lessons that I got from you. Mm-hmm. They're hearing directly from you right now. They may be on their last leg, need that hope, need that encouragement. What one thing can you tell them?
So listen. Listen to the people who are spending time with your children. I can honestly tell you, Jenna's preschool teacher is still a good friend of mine today, Sheila Williams Ridge, and she pulled me aside and she said, you know, I think there's something wrong with her understanding the timing in the question, the true comprehension of what I'm asking her, because every day we play this game called Today We, and every other kid tells something that they did today, but Jenna was giving the answer of what she wanted to do that day. And so the minute Sheila reached out to me, I said, okay, well, I'm on this. And I didn't realize that there are so many people who just try to say, no,
block
you don't know what
out.
You're talking about, or, you know, get
yeah.
a third or fourth opinion. I was like, no. I was like, that sounds like a comprehension issue, and that could be a hurdle. So we were able to get Jenna services really quickly and just do the work and advocate for her. And advocate for both of my children. At the end of the day, you have not because you ask not. So I was asking, and there were days where I learned how to ask. You helped me a lot when Jenna
yeah.
got to middle school, because that's when you're right around when your show
yeah.
started. And I was like, okay, so, you know, now life is a little more chaotic and we've got hormones going on, but I still need to advocate and ask. But the other thing for girls is really important, is that a lot of the behaviors that can be missed, we mistake them as bashfulness or shyness.
Oh, yeah.
And that's almost a quality that we tend to want our girls to have, almost coquettish.
Yeah.
And actually, that's a sign that they're not making eye contact because it's uncomfortable, not because they're trying to be cute.
All right. You got it from the expert, Hillary Shea.